Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Romano. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power moves to third. Held moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Power scores. Held moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schilling out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Francona moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona scores. Pearsall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive to left field. Yastrzemski throws towards the plate. Pagliarani fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pagliarani. Pearsall scores. Kirkland moves to third. Power moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Gene Conley. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kirkland. Green goes all the way around to score. Schilling moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hawkins takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Hawkins moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Romano reaches second base with a double. Held goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Indians. Win Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Hawkins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Temple reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Francona moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkland bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona scores. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Bond now playing right field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Clinton bunts and there's an error on the play. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.